Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
We got a call today from a woman who, I think she's called here before, and she was super upset that we were playing Green Day.
Yeah, and she wasn't happy about it at all.
Like, the call was really, it was kind of funny because she was going on and like laughing kind of crazily, and we were like, should we play this or should we not play it on the air? And we decided not to.
Well, you don't know what these people's situations are sometimes. Like, if she's somebody who's just genuinely pissed off, that's one thing. You don't want to come off as exploiting somebody, though.
Like, if she's actually unstable.
Yes.
You don't want to, like, put an unstable person's call on the air.
No, you don't want to act as if you're making fun of this person.
No, it was an entertaining phone call.
Sure was.
No doubt about it. I hope she was just angry. I hope she's mentally okay.
Yes, me too.
But we erred on the side of caution for that one. Which
just in case.
Sometimes we have to make those calls here. Mm. Here's something I think everybody has experienced.
At certain stores that I go to, I've noticed that there's mirrors that make you look thinner, and it's actually intentional. Like, certain girls' stores will have mirrors in the change rooms that are a little, what is it, concave?
Concave would make you look thinner. Convex
yeah.
would make you look wider.
And they
are
do
you
that
certain of this?
Guaranteed. Yes, I am. Because you'll look, and then you'll be like, oh, I look really good in these pants. Like, I look nice and thin, and girls will actually buy clothing because of this.
Interesting.
It's a classic trick.
I could see it working, for sure.
Do guys do this? I'm assuming that guys' stores wouldn't do this.
Not that I know of, no, but I definitely know that there are good mirrors and bad mirrors at the gym.
Yes, this is what I was going to say. You, as an avid gym goer, do you notice this?
Yeah, but I'm certain it's not intentional at the gym. I think it's just the way that the mirrors are installed. Because, like, one whole wall will be set like mirrors in sections.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on if the drywall was installed properly or not, because the mirror will be a little bit convex or a little bit concave, and you know, like, oh, this one, and you can see it, like, you can see yourself change as you move from one mirror to the next.
It would be interesting if they did this intentionally. They should, because it would be genius. People will always find the mirror that makes them, you know, look the best, and they'll work out and get motivated in that mirror.
Or convex mirrors in the weights area, concave mirrors in the cardio area, because you got two different people looking for two different things, right?
Yes.
You could totally do that.
Yeah, the cardio area, you want to look a little thinner, and then in the weights area, the guys who are pumping iron.
Yeah, make you look bigger. Yeah.
Do they do that for your legs as well? Do you pick the mirror that has buffered caps?
No, I don't need that because my legs are fine, thank you.
That's why you've got the SpongeBob
look
going on.
This is body shaming.
This all makes sense.
This is body shaming.
No, the best mirror ever is definitely, do you notice that when you see a reflection in a car reflection, it's the best?
Yes, 100%.
Why is that?
I always catch myself, God damn, who's that? Oh, hey there, car window Beckler. You're looking good today.
Why is that?
I don't know, because it's super convex and it distorts your image. You think that it wouldn't look good at all.
No.
Is it the shade? Is it the tint?
It's got to be the tint.
Makes you a little bit darker?
Yeah, and you just look and everything just comes together. Maybe it, you know, distinguishes or hides the blemishes a little more.
Yeah, who's that muscular, dark-skinned fellow? That's
next
me.
Million-dollar idea. Car window filter.
For your social media?
Yes. I'd like the car window filter on this photo, please.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Bought my very first plant at the beginning of the summer here. His name was Stempin' Tom Connors. He hung out on my patio all summer long.
I remember him. You were pretty thrilled about Stempin' Tom.
I was very excited about Stempin' Tom. I was a little nervous, but it turns out he flourished on my patio until the snow, and now he's passed away.
And he's dead. Why didn't you bring him inside?
I don't really have room for him inside. He was a little too big. He started really expanding out. He was doing so well, and now that I think about it, I was like, was that cruel? Should I not have gotten him in the first place because I couldn't bring him inside?
I would say so.
Oh.
There are no bad plants, only bad plant owners. Like you.
Okay. Well, I'd like to eulogize him because I feel really bad now.
Okay.
We are gathered here today to remember Stempin' Tom Connors, very first plant I've ever purchased for myself and one that will never be replaced. He was a mutt plant, a mixture of various flowers, and I was nervous bringing him home because he was my first plant, and it's a big responsibility. But I read some new plant books, and it turned out he was just a little bundle of joy.
Are you going to say anything about how you killed him?
He was the gift that kept on giving.
Like, how often does the murderer deliver the eulogy?
Flower. I didn't murder him! He was a summer plant!
Sorry, continue.
Taught me how to love again. I'll forever miss him.
Can I just say that this is so typical? Millions of plants die every year, and here we are making a big deal about this one. This is plant privilege, Jonna.
Well, you have to start with one plant, okay? In fact, I was thinking next year I'll build a bigger greenhouse, and I'll become a foster plant mom.
You'll become a serial killer.
Oh my God! Do you have some musical interludes for us?
I sure do.
Thank you.
Let it grow, let it grow. Stampin' Tom was a stand-up guy. Let it grow.
You know, you didn't even meet him. You didn't even meet him.
Take it in and your plant won't die.
X92.9.
My mom sent me this picture today. I guess yesterday she walked around with, what would you call it? So it's like the pad, and then there's like the cover for the pad. Like, what is that stuck to the bottom of her purse?
Oh, that's the pad itself.
Oh.
It's a panty liner is what you call it. Yeah.
So it's stuck to the bottom of her purse, and she walked around all day with it.
That is so embarrassing.
All the way through her job and went out for lunch, walking around downtown with, you said it's a panty liner? A panty liner?
Your poor mother. She had a panty liner stuck to her purse all day.
All day.
Oh, my. That is very prominent. You'd rather it be the plastic. At least the plastic could be mistaken for something else. That is very clearly a pad.
It's not very discreet. Well, I didn't know what it was, so that's good.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
Panty liner.
Maybe only the other girls would know that.
Panties. It kind of reminds me of, I still remember this. A girl in my high school had to go up and write something on the board. And when she got up there and lifted up her arm, a tampon fell out onto the ground. Oh, yeah. She had to pick it up in front of the whole class, which pretty awkward, pretty embarrassing. But it shouldn't be embarrassing because it's a fact of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all kind of pretend that it's not going on, but it is.
Well, so. At that age, it depends, right? Because I find that guys are super awkward that even still, it's the weirdest thing. Even though guys know it's natural and it happens to every girl, guys are still weird about it. And I think girls are used to this type of awkwardness a little more, though, because, I mean, you go through airport security and they're going through your bag and there's tampons everywhere all the time and there's tampons in every pocket of everything. And
why so many? Like, why do you have to have them everywhere? Like, in every pocket?
Well, when it's that time of month, you need it
everywhere?
In everything that you bring with you just in case. You don't want to be stuck without it. Then you have to go through the office and go, excuse me, does someone has a tampon?
So instead you just walk around with like an ammunition belt of tampons around you. Like, you're like a bandolier of tampons. A tampolier. Like, if I go to your house and I open the wrong door, am I going to get buried in a mountain of tampons? Is that what you're saying?
Because I've actually set a booby trap of tampons. Should somebody open the wrong door?
Spent the whole weekend stacking them just so.
Just so
they'll fall.
Yeah. Gonna have people over. Don't open that one.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Today on the show, Shauna, you brought up marathon runners and how they're a breed of people that you don't think you'll ever be able to understand.
There are people who do this when it's torture. Like, running a marathon is pure torture, and I don't understand how people do it for fun. You have bleeding nips, you have shin splints, there are things that happen that just, how is that pleasant?
Blisters, you're like, your urinary system just gives way and you piss yourself when you're running.
Oh my God. Like, that sounds like the opposite of fun to me. I don't get it.
I couldn't even run a 5K, I don't think. Like, every step for me is agony. I'm a heavy fella, but... some people can run and they make it look so easy. And we were even talking about how we have friends who aren't in that good of shape. And they're like, oh, I'm running a half marathon this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Like, my friend the other day, we were supposed to meet up. And she was like, oh, yeah, I've decided I'm going to run a half marathon in the morning before we meet up. And I'm like, what do you mean you just decided this? Like, you haven't planned for it? You're just going?
And she's not a runner?
Like,
she's...
No, I guess she's done the odd running thing in the past. Maybe she's done a half marathon before, but she certainly wasn't training for this one.
That's crazy to me. Yeah,
I know.
Like, I can do cardio, I can bike, I can hike, I can do all that stuff, but running is just, like you said, is torture. Every step is awful.
Yes, it doesn't seem like something fun at all to me. And then we got this email from Jerome, and it says, good morning, I'm a computer guy myself, the kind that avoids running. My sister is a marathon runner. The last ultra she ran was in Penticton. She clocked in at 14 hours and 41 minutes. Of running.
Holy crap.
He says she complains while training and after every race, and then she says immediately that that would be her last, and then she hears about another, starts training again.
So it's just a certain type of person then, right?
For sure.
I know on the air I talked about this guy named David Goggins, who's a retired Navy SEAL, and they call him the toughest athlete in the world because he Like, he has no quit in him. He decided he was going to run this 100-mile marathon through the desert, and you have to be invited to this.
100 miles.
So he contacted the organizer and said, how do I get involved in this? And the guy's like, well, if you can show me that you can run 100 miles in 24 hours, and keep in mind, Goggins hadn't been training up to this point. I think he weighed 280 pounds. He's like, then I'll consider inviting you to the race. So he went to a track, and he just started running, and he did it. He ran 100 miles in 24 hours, but he broke his feet in the process and continued running on broken feet.
Oh, my God.
He was, like, pissing blood. He shit himself, and he just, like, refused to stop.
Like, tell me what sounds fun about that.
I just to prove to yourself that you can do it.
It is. I think it's pushing yourself to the limit.
Yeah.
What it is.
He also holds the record for the most pull-ups in 24 hours. I think he did, like, 4,000 pull-ups in 24 hours, which is unbelievable. Yeah, he's tough. He's
just crazy.
He's a tough maf.
Yeah.
There's no question. I have a friend who does those ultra marathons, and he runs up and down mountains to train. And I think he actually even holds the record on a few mountains around here.
People do that in Fernie. When I was in Fernie last year, I was snowboarding, and there was this woman running up the hill, and I turned this corner, and I didn't expect to see a runner running up the hill, and she was not happy with me. And I was just like, I'm so sorry, I just didn't realize that there'd be a runner going up the ski hill. I wasn't prepared.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Having excessive body hair is linked to higher intellect.
Says who?
There was a study done. I'm not sure how. I didn't look into the details of this, but apparently it's true. If you have more body hair, you're also slightly more intelligent.
I don't know if I buy that.
I thought of you. I was just trying to be nice to you. You don't buy it? You don't buy it at all?
I would like to buy it because that would mean I'm quite intelligent, but no, I think because you got to think that body hair is even cultural, right? There are some...
Yeah.
There's some ethnicities that have very little body hair and some that are unfortunately hairy, right?
Yeah, so they're probably smarter versus not.
Do you think so? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's how that works?
Working in the studio together with Beckler, we get to know each other fairly well. So Beckler has told me about his body hair before.
Oh, yeah.
Does McKenna still shave yours?
Yeah. Or I also have this product called the Man Groomer. Have you ever seen the Man Groomer?
Oh, my God.
So
no.
It's clippers on a long, retractable arm. And you can just kind of reach your own back to shave it. Shaving your own back is tough, especially if you're a single guy. Like, I'm lucky now. I have a wife that can do it for me. But, yeah, there was a stretch there where it's like, how do I reach my own back? Do you tape the clippers to the wall and move yourself up and down? What do you do there? Waxing is expensive. So
I'm just picturing giant hedge trimmers. Just, oh, there we go.
So the Man Groomer is great. I think of it like the hand of Jesus reaching over your back to help you out and be like, hey, man, I'm sorry about your situation there. Sorry that happened to you. So nobody likes back hair. Chest hair, I think, is fine. Sometimes I shave my chest. Sometimes I don't. It doesn't really bother me. But nobody wants... No one's like, oh, look at that hairy back. How manly.
No, my boyfriend gets his back waxed, actually.
Regularly?
Yes. The one time we went out with a bunch of people from work and he didn't want to tell anybody where he was. So he lied and said he had a quote-unquote meeting. And I spilled the beans. It was like, no, he's full out getting his back waxed down the street. And everybody was like, are you kidding right now? Made fun of him.
I've had my back waxed a few times and I find that I break out really bad after it.
Oh, okay. So that's why you resort to shaving.
I prefer to trim it. But
do you let it grow out in the winter a little bit?
No.
No.
I don't. Just in case... My philosophy is that you never know when you're going to be invited to a sexy hot tub party. And in my case, the answer is never. But just in case, I want to be prepared, right? Don't be like, hey, we're all going to this sexy hot tub party. And be like, oh, man, I can't come.
Every Friday night, Beckler makes sure it's perfectly groomed. You never know when I'll get invited to that sexy hot tub
party. I'm in there with the Man Groomer. Looking over my shoulder.
I don't ever want to see this. Oh,
I'll bring it in. You can see it.
No.
I grew into the habit of, I'd use Nair, because they have like the coarse grind and men's Nair.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you in a little secret, too. Nair sensitive skin for your undercarriage is really good stuff.
Oh, my Christ. Are you actually talking about
you
this
feel,
right now?
You feel so clean and just nice down there. Yeah. And you got to get the same
Nair sensitive skin.
I don't trust any Nair product near the bits.
Yeah, I would recommend doing a small test patch first, just in case it disagrees with you.
Jesus, but. Okay, I'm gonna start talking about this kind of stuff too. Why is it that he's allowed and I'm not?
Are you single, Kinder?
No, I have like the most awesome girl in the world.
Awesome. So, and she doesn't shave your back for you?
Oh yeah, she totally always wants to.
And you don't let her?
Well, sometimes, like, I let her help with the Nair stuff, and then, like, do some touch-ups, but that's about it.
Right.
And I've been,
I don't think any girl should have to do that.
No.
No.
You don't have to. It's a sign of love, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, like, I've been standing in the shower naked while McKenna's shaving my back, and, like, Bo walks past the door and looks in. He's probably just, I probably damaged the boy, is what I'm saying.
He's going to be on Dr. Phil.
X92.9. If you've ever watched a movie and felt slightly nauseous and you're not sure why, there's a trick that's used in movies that actually purposely does this.
I can't remember ever feeling nauseous at a movie.
It's basically something that makes you feel uneasy. It's tense. It's called the Shepherd Tone. And Hans Zimmer, which is a very famous composer, he does this for all kinds of movies. Inception, Dunkirk, and Interstellar, which are all movies that have times that you're really uneasy feeling and you feel a little weird in.
So I know what a shepherd tone is. I've heard of this. Mm-hmm. This is where it's like an audio illusion, isn't it?
Yes.
It sounds like the note is constantly descending or ascending, but it isn't. It isn't changing.
Yeah. It sounds like a never-ending scale, but the way that it's designed just makes it sound that way. It's not. Like, that sounds like it's descending.
For sure.
It's not at all.
Yeah, that's the same note. That's crazy.
And it's the way that these two notes are separated. It's basically an octave below each other, and it's these two sine waves. They line up and makes it sound like that, and it's not. But I didn't realize they use this in movies, and they do, because they want you to feel that uneasy, weird feeling, and your brain is constantly trying to figure out what's going on with those notes.
So interesting. It sounds just creepy by itself.
It sounds super creepy. And these movies, yeah, they'll use that just to make you feel that way. And I didn't know. I was like, that is a sneaky trick they use.
That is sneaky. So this is basically the audio equivalent of that optical illusion where the stairs never end, right?
Exactly.
Where you can keep going down the stairs.
Yeah.
But for your ears.
And if you listen, Google Shepherd Tone, for example, you'll see all these different examples. Some of them sound like they're going up, some down, and they're all not. It's just the way it sounds. In fact, there's a video, and you can watch a guy doing it on a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the notes are not descending. You can see him playing it, and the notes are not going down.
But your brain
sounds
hears,
like it is, and you're like, "What is happening?"
Can you play that again?
Yes.
That same.
So if we just kept playing this behind our breaks, people would be really uneasy sounding.
You know, if you think about it consciously, and if you reset your brain, mm-hmm. you can hear that it's the same note that it was at the start.
If you focus on one note. Pick one out, focus on it, and you can still hear it consistently.
Yeah.
Weird.
So weird.
So wow. Weird.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that's the podcast for today. Thank you for checking it out. Please continue to leave us reviews on iTunes, even if they're not, like, glowing reviews. We're down with any feedback you have. If there's something that we do on the show that you don't like, tell us. We won't get hurt.
No, we won't.
We guarantee people say worse things to us regularly.
Very true. Yeah.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.